through January soon, February. The next big sale is the 14th, 15th of February, which is Valentine's Day and my birthday, the 15th. I was born 1205 a.m. Providence Hospital, Detroit, Michigan, USA. And we've got lots of interesting news. I mean, the dizzying pace that the White House is doing things. Trump, of course, has got an offensive contrast to the solitary Obama. Wall construction begins in months. The weekly publication of crimes committed by illegals. Defiance by mayors against the sanctuary cities, but he's going to cut off funds right away. Border officials, quote, it'll take years to secure a nation. I don't think so. Especially when you increase the number of border agents and you start construction of the wall, they're already interdicting and returning people. Tomorrow is DACA, which is the Dreamers. I'm certain, and I put money on it, that he's going to allow the Dreamers to stay, but the wall is closing the door. And you're going to see all the illegals, perhaps over a million, that have committed crimes are going to be deported to prison in their home country or stay here in prison. And my guess is this is going to happen really fast. Apparently, Trump's approval is going higher and higher. He's hitting an approval rating of 59%, which I think is kind of amazing. So the daily tracking poll Rasmussen is showing him starting to get more approved, which you'd expect, because especially because he's going to make the country safer, increase jobs, lower the tax rate, repatriate money. Already, millions of jobs are in the workings, already to be factories to be built here, like Foxconn, Ford, you know, Carrier air conditioning, many, many more. So Dow is now hitting over 20,000. You can see that things are really, really turning around. Theresa May arrives here, the interim prime minister of Britain. And she tells Trump in advance for a visit that they can lead the world, Britain and America. And I'm sure they're going to work out some kind of trade deal. The Mexican prime minister, having a bit of a fit, is actually canceling his meeting. Bad move, Mr. President of Mexico, as the peso tumbles. The money will be extracted from you and your citizens one way or the other to pay for the wall. It also will help your country because we're going to help was offering to have a special forces delta or drug interdiction to occur to clean out the drug cartels to make your country safer. I'm sure there will be business, and there's lots of business. There's a $68 billion trade surplus to Mexico. It's not going to disappear. It's going to be fair trade, and it's going to be trade in which agricultural products and some manufacturing and other things occur, but it's going to be fair to America first, and that's going to happen. And stocks have gained $2 trillion since the election. Wow, that's pretty hard to believe, but it's true. And, of course, the situation in Chicagoland, finally, Rahm Emanuel is actually saying, hey, we'll accept help from Trump. He's going to get help one way or the other, because when Trump sends them in, there's no way they can resist. So whether he sends in just more officers or special equipment or starts to clean out the drug cartels by putting them in prison, even snatch and grab, that if they happen to have a gun that is illegal in Chicago, they're going to go to jail just for having one. So this is going to start cleaning up the mess in Chicago, so it's going to be safe to walk on the streets. This is really happening very, very fast. The peso is tumbling, of course. Republicans expect sweeping changes to the Federal Communications Commission. Of course, Obama kind of left the internet open to being taken over by an international body, which would again be the United Nations. That would be really bad if they start doing try to do controls on communication, especially the collective of Muslim nations have put out a statement almost 2 years ago that anybody criticizing Muhammad or Islam could be charged internationally. That's not going to happen. Forget that. Also, tomorrow I expect Donald Trump will talk about the Dreamers and about the people that are good citizens working here hard for 20 years and have paid their taxes and are doing things. They're not going to be deported. I mean, come on. I put money on it. Well, who is going to be deported are the criminals. They're going to be deported really quick. And anybody who commits a crime in America, whether you're illegal here on a visa or whatever, is going to go to prison. And you're going to be deported to a prison in your home country. That's just going to happen. There's going to be basically the laws we already have in the books are going to be enforced. Obama actually is a lawless monster, and he actually violated the laws by trying to get mayors and people not to prosecute criminals. They put back on the streets over 80,000 people in the last few years alone that were convicted felons of rape, murder, robbery, etc. And that doesn't make America safe again. They also, we're going to see massive blocking of people coming in from a number of countries, including especially Syria. Super vetting is going to occur. By the way, one of the vetting things that I recommend, and I'll be sending the information along through my channels, is genetic vetting. Looking at the genetics of people that are tended to be violent, besides their historical vetting, which is going to be very hard because there's no records, vetting in terms of ongoing vetting of basically everybody in the country, including Muslims, because there are various groups besides Islam that are terrorists. Now, Islam is by far the majority, but there's a lot of crazy people. And if they show up on Facebook or Twitter saying they're going to do something violent, or if they're buying bomb materials or sending money to places that are obviously Muslim extremist groups, or if they're traveling to countries like a city in Afghanistan, it's known that even if you travel in Afghanistan to that city, you're known to be training as a terrorist, you're going to be watched. And I think that's a good idea. Metadata needs to happen. Now, it's not going to affect the average life of the average American, because you're not going to go to those cities. You're not going to send money to Al-Qaeda or ISIS. You're not going to be buying bomb materials to put pipe bombs in your basement. You're not going to be having Twitter or Facebook statements that obviously make you out to be someone who's a danger to the public. That's really simple. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? This is so simple and so easy for the no such agency, the CIA, FBI, etc., to track. Metadata has been suppressed by the abominator. And this would be our first line of defense. And we need to deal with what I call pre-crime. Pre-crime means if someone is doing something, you apprehend them, find out what's going on. Under the various measures of the War Powers Act, etc., you can detain them for as long as you need to prove that they're safe. By the way, I heard Donald Trump talking about waterboarding again. His own guy that brought waterboarding in says it doesn't work. Sleep deprivation, use of various drugs. In fact, if you want help from Dr. Deagle, I can give you a list of specific psychedelic and other medications that will open up your tongue faster than any waterboarding. The idea of torture, it doesn't work. Somebody will tell you almost anything under a torturing situation. So forget it, Donald. You don't know what you're talking about in this area. You need experts like us to tell you it doesn't work. Sleep deprivation and medications, etc., will work. And various drugs that can open up different pathways in your brain, so you're going to spill your beans like an open can. So forget waterboarding. We don't want people also doing, we call things that are considered, crimes, and certainly torture is one of them that doesn't need to be done. I know that the ISIS does terrible things, but they don't do it to torture to get the truth out of people. They do it to torture them because they're kafirs, they're non-Muslims. And they're doing it because they're proceeding to do that to torture them before they kill them. So there's a different objective here. They're not trying to get the truth out of them. They're trying to torture them because they're not them. And that includes, by the way, other groups of Muslims that are just as violent against as Jews, Christians, or anybody who just doesn't agree with them. So that's the latest there. We had a really good talk yesterday with PPRDI Director Jim Gersey, and I put up about a two-minute video plus on PPRDI and quantum testing. That quantum testing, by the way, includes a QRMA bioplasm, which we can actually do frequency matching of supplements, which we may start to do this year, and the metapathia. Now, these are predictive wellness analyses. I don't like to call them diagnostic because your predictive frequency patterns can change quickly if we do frequency therapy called metatherapy, if we use nozodes, or if we are able to do frequency therapy to alter your bioplasmatic body, which is a bioelectric and informational body that determines what biochemical reactions, what genes are activated, etc. This proceeds long before and continues during and is permissive of illness. The neat thing about the QRMA and bioplasmin helps me to give you a precise diagnosis of what nutraceuticals you need to give to at the current time. It also tells me what kinds of investigations combined with your medical history, your medical imaging studies, lab work, etc., and allows me to also add what's called other functional medicine tests. Now, I'll give you an idea of some of the types of tests we do. Some of my favorite labs are Dunwoody Labs, Doctors Data, Genova Labs. There's a whole range of them. And 23andMe and Prometheus, which is a genetic analysis of it. And if I go to one of my favorite labs, directlabs.com, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of give you an idea of the kind of things that I do. When I do a consult, I merge your medical data, I merge your lab data, your imaging studies, your EKGs, your, you know, cardiac scans, your lipid electrophoresis. I may even recommend tests that you're not familiar with or your doctor, such as a rheologic blood viscosity test, a test, for example, that most doctors are not familiar with, for example, or Holter monitoring or other types of testing. Imaging studies, for example, if you've got cancer, most of the doctors are pretty sloppy except for the top cancer clinics like Sloan Kettering, which, by the way, is also tied to our Scripps Institute here in California and San Diego in La Jolla. And there, of course, the standard is to do a spiral thin section CT or MRI scan within 48 hours of PET scan with radio-labeled fluorodeoxyglucose to look for hot lesions that are granulomas that indicate primary or secondary tumors. This is the gold standard. This is a standard top-level medicine. We're not talking about just alternative. Now, in terms of the kinds of tests that we have here, well, we've got a whole range of tests, and you'll get an idea of, and by the way, they can do them internationally, too. So, you know, we've got tests for everything from allergy to autoimmunity, arthritis, cancer cell marker tests, cardiovascular tests, environmental tests, gastrointestinal, stool analysis, everything, thyroid, men's health, you know, everything you can imagine, we can test. And some of the more common ones are things like vitamin D levels, C-reactive protein, testosterone, thyroid tests. And by the way, it does include the testing that I recommend, which is the RT3, or reverse thyroid hormone. I had a person the other day that had their testing done, and it was bizarre. They showed very high levels of TSH, normal levels of T4, T3, and reverse T3, which means they're hypothyroid. Their brain is sensing the thyroid is low. And remember, every compartment in your body converts thyroid hormone separately. So this is one of the big mistakes that doctors do when they give thyroid medication. They don't realize that the brain compartment, the internal organ compartment, the muscular compartment, and the cardiovascular compartments all convert their thyroid hormone at different rates and at different levels. So you can have someone who has central hypothyroidism or peripheral hypothyroidism. Peripheral hypothyroidism most commonly is caused by insulin resistance. So that gives you an idea of the kind of range of testing then. So if you're trying to order tests, they also have specialty labs, for example, that are present at directlabs.com. Doctors Data, Genova Labs, Real Time Labs, Sabro Science, Cancer Safe, ELISA Act Technologies, Immunolabs, Biohealth Laboratory, Physicians Lab, and Precision Lab. And that's just through Direct Labs. There's other ones that I can refer to. Their doctors sign off. You do the test I recommend. You can do a blood draw at LabCorp or Quest with your kit that you bring in, or you can get a mobile blood tech to come to your kitchen or your home, your bedroom, and draw the bloods and send it off by FedEx, et cetera, to the laboratory. And their doctors sign off, so you're all done. You don't need to go to get permission from your doctor because they may not understand these tests. We have no problem at all teaching them after the fact. In fact, the usual way I do this is I don't ask them to call me. I ask you to ask their permission if I can call them. Call, email, whatever, to teach them about functional medicine, because one of my goals now at my age is to teach other doctors what I know and how to do functional medicine, which is evidence-based. These are federally certified laboratories. You have to understand that that is very powerful, very real, very doable. Now, some of the latest that we're doing in terms of consultations, and I might as well go over some of them, because I think, firstly, we have a couple new products. We have the BioCuff that measures arterial stiffness and blood pressure. Very, very good technology. We have the Matrix Pulse, which now creates a frequency developed by Dr. Roth and Dr. Bob Dennis that actually turns off pain. We have, of course, coming down the road, the new release of Arthrit X, A-R-T-H-R-I-T hyphen X, which is our new modulator of type 2 collagen, turning off arthritic pain in inflammatory arthritis and osteoarthritis. It's fantastic with our joint performance, tendon mender, collagen max, and Inflamix, and mountain red velvet. So we can heal the joints, rebuild the joints, but we need to turn off the cytokines, and that's where the Arthrit X comes in. We're also launching, before the sale, a new Omega Supreme Pro, which is a monoglyceride. It will replace our Omega Supreme. We're just finishing off the last of that inventory. We'll be having some specials on that. The Omega Supreme Pro is 300 to 400% more absorbed than Omega Supreme. We also, of course, have Omega Krill, and we have the only krill oil in the world that is 2,000 micrograms. When I hear other people say they have astaxanthin from a non krill sourced from, that's not from Antarctica. Like somebody called me the other day and said, well, I have one from Hawaii. There's no krill with astaxanthin in Hawaii. Okay? It's only in Antarctica. In the Antarctic version, we have the only laboratory that makes it for us, 2,000 micrograms. It doesn't destroy it. Mega Reds is only 17 units. We have 20. We have 2,000. So you can't compare nutraceuticals with anybody else, and also they customize nutraceutical protocols, which, by the way, are free. All you have to do is email me, and I will give you an updated protocol and post it up on the site. We're also doing videos on all of our new products and all of the older products, as well as all the new protocols, and they're time-stamped. So if they're longer than 6 months, I recommend you just email me and say, hey, this looks like an old protocol. Can you give me an update? And I will. Free. So it's only when we have to actually review medical records. I had a gentleman the other day, had a retired policeman, a lot of bad injuries, and he sent me a couple of things, including some MRIs. You need to purchase a consult. As soon as they start reviewing medical records, whether it's medical legal or a medical consult, to try to give you advice as to what to do. I had a gentleman yesterday who sent me his MRI scan of his knee, and of course he'd been temporizing, deciding what he was going to do. I said, well, you need to get back to an orthopedic surgeon and do a medial meniscus repair, not a meniscectomy, and you need to take it easy for 6 months while you're taking your nutraceuticals. You may also add technology to speed the healing, such as lumen photon to speed healing and regeneration, maximize the stem cells, and improve the blood flow to the area to heal. And you need to make sure you don't do the kind of activity which he was doing baseball before that'll wreck his knee. That'll mean he'll avoid not only removing the meniscus, but down the road causing what's called eburnation, where the cartilage wears down, fibrillates, calcifies, and then she eventually gets down to bone on bone, say many years from now, maybe 5 or 10 years from now, and he'll end up requiring a knee replacement. So you don't want that. Just in 5 years ago, I think I reviewed the data in Medicare patients only. They had 50,000 complications, many of them dead as a result of knee replacement. So it's not a minor procedure, the same way as when you do a total hip replacement. And I did 40 total hips before I graduated medical school with an orthopedic surgeon walking behind me. He was quite a character. And he knew I was, kind of like had a surgeon's mind, which is why they tried to recruit me into surgery in various departments, including orthopedics, plastics, and obstetrics. What you have to understand is these procedures are not without risk. And if there's an alternative, such as going to the Grand Cayman Islands with Dr. Chris Centeno, an old colleague of mine, and his stem cell facility that actually takes your bone marrow, multiplies it 2 weeks, and then under C-arm can re-inject it in your spine to regenerate your spine or your discs. And by the way, I want to mention this, that one of my old colleagues that I did an IME on back in 2000 and reported to the Workers' Compensation Board, Dr. Michael Jansen, he actually threatened me that I had put in a report that he had screwed up one of his patients by putting screws through his spinal nerve roots, and gentlemen that he paralyzed and ended up on Canadian crutches, and that he was going to contact the Board of Medical Examiners. So you need to know, Dr. Deagle's been through a lot. And, although this guy's done a lot of good, he's done research on the area of total disc replacement up in Broomfield, Colorado. These guys get away with murder because they're deeply embedded with the medical boards and the other people, so you have to understand that's real. And because I had been doing nerve mapping with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, UC Irvine, Department of Physiology, and we had developed the first technology federally certified to map pain, it's the only one still in the world, that looks at A-delta and C-fibers called Axon 2 scan, and you can go to nervepathology.com and actually find a doctor in your part of the country or your country in the world that we've trained over the past 15 years, 17 years now, actually, altogether. And you can get a nerve mapping. They'll tell you where your pain nerve generator is, primary, spinal, or peripheral nerve, and what the cause is. Objectively, the first objective test in history is an Axon 2 A-delta and C-fiber scan. Back in a moment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Yes, welcome back, and we're going to go through some of the latest protocol wellness issues. And one gentleman, of course, had been using illegal drugs for many years, was using aluminum as part of the thing they heated up to take his drugs, and he was also worried about heavy metal exposure. First thing to do is to take oral chelation, and it's long-term. Chelator Max, 3 capsules morning and bedtime. Minerals Plus and Vitamineral Max, 1 each twice a day to replace the minerals lost. Ultra liquid zeolite, 13 drops in water, 3 times a day. For this gentleman also had lots of minor lacerations that weren't properly healing because of the kind of work he's doing now. Neutral silver to the sites where he's getting it after washing, of course. Allicin Med, orally, a capsule twice a day. Neutrodyne topically in between times, between using the silver, don't use it at the same time. And Neutral Defense to keep infections down and boost his immune system, at least 1 or 2 capsules twice a day. So that gives you, it's a very simple protocol to keep yourself from picking up infections, things like the flu. The flu bug, by the way, the avian flu is spreading like crazy among birds worldwide. There's some pandemic avian flu, and the likelihood of it jumping to humans now is increasing dramatically. And some of these are pretty nasty versions of flu. The danger comes if they're able to grow at the lower areas of the lung, so their ambient temperature that the virus replicates fastest. If it's in lower areas of the lung, it'll cause pneumonia. This is the case for the H1N1 flu. By the way, it was a vaccine that they were developing that at the time in 1918, and that vaccine was actually being made with pigs, and there was a crossover between human flu and pig flu, and because of the vaccine that they were producing, they vaccinated troops that were flying to Spain. That's why they call it the Spanish flu. They actually got the flu either in the plane or on arrival, and then many of them died. So that's how the Spanish flu arrived. So this is, let's see. Now, by the way, I got a note that I had from one of our gentlemen yesterday. He wanted to have for his Flexa account a note saying to cover the cost of his QRMA or nutraceuticals, Nutrimeds. I do that all the time. All I need to do is give you a note or a letter if you need one. Usually you don't need one. You can just kind of submit the fact that your nutraceuticals are for specific health conditions and it's covered. But if you're, you know, very anal about it and want to have a note, I'll provide you one free. So there's no charge for that. It's pretty simple. By email. Hypothyroidism. You want to regenerate your thyroid, and some people actually have had either partial or total subtotal thyroidectomy from cysts or previous tumors, or they've had radiation treatment, and there is some thyroid gland left, but not much. The gland will come back because you can't surgically remove all of it. There's two vascular at the base of it. And even if you've done radiation therapy, the gland will tend to try to grow back over, you know, decades. So start off with mitothyroid, not one capsule, but two in the morning. Nutridyne, at least 10 drops twice a day, monoatomic, tetrahydroactivated iodine, selenium cruciferate, which is the John Hopkins selenium and cruciferous vegetables. Minerals plus, you need all those minerals, by the way, seven in order to deiodinate in the five prime position. Microdose, which is growth hormone, 100 nanograms per spray, five sprays morning, night, and before exercise. You can do also one or two other times during the day. And mountain red velvet, and then you can apply to the gland lumen photon that increases stem cell therapy. Glandular tissue would be on frequency number 5 for glandular stimulation. And we can actually, I can obtain specific peptides for the thyroid gland from the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. These peptides will actually stimulate the stem cells to regenerate thyroid gland function. So we have peptides for every specific organ, from the pineal gland to the brain to the eye to peripheral blood vessels to the liver, kidneys, etc. Each one is a specific peptide. It's organ-specific. Let's see. Okay. I have all kinds of interesting questions here. Talking about regeneration. Okay. I had a lady who had concern about what we call feminine odor. And, of course, this is maybe a period or during a period of time, but most commonly is yeast infection and or secondary bacterial infection of the vagina, often with bowel bacteria, you know, fecal bacteria. So the first thing to do is take berberstatin, a capsule twice a day, living probiotic, the Resel 6 strain from Paris, a capsule twice a day, Allicin Med, a capsule twice a day, which is very good at getting the mycelial version of yeast killed, living probiotic ultra every third day, and Nutridyne, 15 drops in water three times a day. You can douche with a Nutru Silver, which is not going to be irritable, 3 to 4 times per day at least, and that should take care of the problem. Back in just a moment. Your question is 800-313-9443. Still trying to track down Leo Zagami. He's missing lately a lot of visits. I guess maybe he's having social things going on, political, or really bad internet with his Skype.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Leo Zagami is here. He's involved geopolitically in Italy with associations and nominations to literally communicate with Donald Trump, and they have been. I see the Trumpianization of European leaders, like people like Le Pen, probably the emerging leader of Italy, will be a Trump-compatible leader that allow bilateral deals to be made to increase industry and employment and fertility. That's another big important thing, because the fertility ratio in Italy and in other nations that used to have very high fertility is abysmal, and then the counter to the Muslim invasion is to just simply increase fertility. So, Leo, tell us what's going on in Italy. We talked on the break that one of the things that's happening is that Soros organization here in America that affiliates with the CIA in coordinating Orange Revolutions, and in Europe, has been cut off by Donald Trump yesterday. That's really good news.
Yes, so finally we start seeing this division between the U.S. intelligence and the interests that are really of the mondialists, of the globalists like Soros, for many years with the Clinton Foundation, and of course with other, the Trilateral Commission, of course, is also involved in all this, but we have also the Bilderberg Club and a whole set of parts of this new world order, which are now being destabilized, they're being overthrown by Trumpism and by a complete change of paradigm. I'm very glad to see that Trump is urging all these issues that he brought up during the campaign to be actually dealt with immediately, because I think that, of course, he needs to show the enemy that he's really serious about what he's doing and that he will not be in any way backing up from his promises. I think this is a great start. I think that we are here in Europe very excited for what we see happening with the Trump administration and his first rejection of the TTIP, and this is really a starting point for something completely revolutionary. In fact, here in Italian newspapers this morning, some journalists were even stating that Trump is not necessarily a right-wing guy, but not even a left-wing. Is really completely a new way of dealing with the politics, which really, in a way, it's what we need, because as we've seen in the last 20, 30 years, the old paradigm, left-wing, right-wing, has not really worked out, and the issues have always stayed there, unsolved, on the table, continuously, time after time.
I think the left-wing, right-wing is a soporific political system to actually anesthetize us to never solve any problems. So what he's done is a pragmatic, business-like approach that says, here's the problem, here's the solution, let's do it, boom, it's done. Now he has no barriers, and his approval's gone up to 59%, which means people on the other side, including the labor unions who voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election a few months ago, are now ecstatic that he's there and realize that this guy is their business and their industrial savior.
Well, we are very much excited about what will happen at the end of May in Sicily, when Donald Trump will arrive on the 26th and 27th in Taormina. For the first time, an American president arrives in Sicily, and he's an American president that the people of Sicily, I think, like very much. Right. That's why myself, I'm going for a series of initiatives and preparing this whole project of him arriving and being welcomed in a certain way. In Catania, at the end of February, I will be there, and I will start also a new project, which is called Alternative for Italy, with Professor Antonio Maria Rinaldi, who is a very eminent professor. He used to be, he had very high level duties in banks, but also in the actual Italian Wall Street, which puts him in a way, of course, he's a rebel of the system. He knows the system. His father used to work, for example, for Rockefeller and the Chase Manhattan Bank, but he knows the system, and he is economically independent because he's a millionaire. He has an estimate, I think, 150 and maybe more million in his account. He doesn't need to do politics for money. That's, I think, is the first request of a Trumpist. It needs to be really genuine also now in his approach, because he's not driven by personal interest. Now, the interest is really that the team that Trump is trying to promote here in Italy is leading an initiative for complete change. Trump doesn't really believe that any of the established parties in Italy at the moment reflect his view of things. Actually, Italy, for the first time in a really long time, is losing the role, the central role that they had in international politics, in geopolitics, since the end of the Second War. And the American embassy was always a central place for all this and dealing with international politics. And I think that now, instead, Paris and France are really reputed as somehow being with the arrival of the future arrival of Le Pen is actually almost certain, because today, the Dr. Deagle, an enormous scandal has exploded against Fillon, which was the only possible candidate that could stop Le Pen. So with this scandal that just exploded in France today, we can say that Le Pen has no problem in getting to the presidency.
Now, that's a big deal, because Le Pen's talking about getting out of NATO and the European Union.
Yes, Le Pen is a very dear friend also of Giorgio Lombardi, who is a very close friend of Trump in the Trump Tower. I think that Lombardi will be probably, it's said in diplomatic circles, to be the candidate that probably will take over the position of French ambassador for Donald Trump.
Wow.
And so everything is moving very fast. We saw that in Trump Tower, Le Pen was with Lombardi not so long ago, a week and a half ago, dining at the Trump Tower's buffet. And I think that things are moving very fast. So we will see between, I would say, February and May, a definitive shift of European politics. And after that, we will also see a preparation for that G7 meeting that will probably, highly probably, become once again a G8 meeting,
right?
Which will include once again Russia, to go back to the table and discuss really the situations that the Trump administration needs to deal with that have been left unsolved, of course, by Obama and his reckless conduct, during which he has not deserved in any way his Nobel Peace Prize, and he has actually been the worst warmonger of all times.
Yeah, he got the Nobel Peace Prize within less than 10 days after his first inauguration, which is kind of obscene, isn't it? Especially they even asked him for it back, the Nobel Peace Academy, haven't they?
Well, the Norwegians, I'm sorry to say, I criticized them already back then. I continue to criticize them. I actually criticized them on volume one of my Confessions, that as the other two books of the trilogy is coming out now, the third volume in 1 month and a half. And in the volume that is coming out, we have also the latest on what's happening within the Vatican, which is also unprecedented. I mean, the Matthew Fessling, the Grand Master of the Knights of Malta, just resigned, forced by the Pope to resignation. We have the Knights of Malta in disarray. We have a situation which is uncertain within the Knights of Malta present, but because they actually had backed up Donald Trump. So the revenge of the Jesuits and of Pope Francis and the liberal communist George Soros and satanic agenda is being promoted, of course, still in the Vatican, and still Pope Francis is trying to now sabotage the Knights of Malta and take revenge for what he deemed to be a Masonic infiltration of the Knights of Malta. Now, this Masonic infiltration of the Knights of Malta, it's clearly also a problem for the Vatican, because it's not Freemasonry that is necessarily in league with their Jesuit schemes. There seems to be, in the last 3 months, some big adjustments within worldwide Freemasonry. Today there is an important meeting between three grandmasters in Sanremo in Italy, which is a place usually known for the Sanremo Music Festival, but in reality today there is a meeting between three grandmasters which is quite unprecedented. There is this Binni, this other called Bisi, which is the Grand Orient of Italy, and there is also our General Bartolomeo Savoiu from Romania. Why is all this happening? Because really, things are being rediscussed in high places. The old struggle for the New World Order, which was kind of unilateral from a group of people that was blinded in front of the reality, which is that this New World Order has been not really respecting any of the human process, has not been respecting the soul of mankind, is not respecting the religions, of course, right, that has destroyed to favor this one world religion. I think that really this Donald Trump arrival is really shaking the world, but not only shaking the world of politics, it's shaking also the world of religion, something that not many commentators are actually even able to discuss, because I have been reading, if you go on Google, you just put Matthew Festing resigns, Knights of Malta in chaos, blah blah blah. A lot of newspapers, even important ones, are writing that they don't have necessary skills to comment on these facts because they're so complex from the inside. Because
you do have those skill sets, and that's why we like having you on the program.
Well, of course, you have to have skill sets, and you have to know what's really going on in the Vatican. I can say that in my book, Volume 3, I will reveal for the first time the secrets behind this resignation. I will reveal also the truth about who controls who, meaning the Knights of Malta controlled by the Knights of Columbus, controlled usually by the Jesuits, and all of this usually by a Pope who seems to be losing control when he doesn't really guarantee the Catholic tradition respecting their own dogmas, because he's not well seen within actually the Vatican. You see, there is a war here that is putting a lot of traditionalists against Pope Francis.
Right.
And these traditionalists, of course, identify more with Donald Trump. So
now, Donald Trump, and I mentioned this before, but I don't know if I have sufficient proof. I know his father was a Scottish Rite Royal Archmason. Do you believe that Donald Trump, there's evidence that he is as well?
But I personally am not in that those jurisdictions to confirm this or not. What
maybe
I can
you can,
say
maybe
is
can,
that
maybe you can research.
What I can say is that he actively collaborates with Freemasons of very high level and also the good side of the Illuminati within the Vatican.
When I hear detractors, by the way, that say all Masons, I call them lumpers, are bad, I'm thinking everything in the world is controlled by Masons. Medical Masons, legal Masons, geopolitical Masons, Masons within universities, and there's good ones and there's bad ones. And the fact
absolutely
is,
now there is a war.
And so when they lump it all together, I'm thinking, you don't understand what's really going on here. These are, in a sense, the modern incarnations of ancient mystery schools, which is the universities of the ancient time in Sumer, Egypt, and before Atlantis and Mu. And then people have to understand the modern incarnations basically are these secret orders that are still well within all of the universities on the planet and all geopolitical and corporate systems. So to say that they're all bad, the founders of America, the Green Dragon pub, were all Masons.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, let's face it. So when you say that the best nation on earth, founded by people who had principles that were godly, that were pro-human, founding America with our checks and balances, were Masons. And so you can't just lump them all together. And that's what I think is a problem. Now, you have to realize some of the higher levels of these, even if some of the organizations are relatively good on lower level, some of the organizations are very evil at the top. But you're able to discern that in your books. You explain, for example, the organization like the Jesuits is very evil at the top. And you have to understand that there's a titanic battle between these organizations for what version of a future world is going to happen. And if you just try to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, well, we're not going to admit that we have a white knight Scottish Rite Freemason who's actually doing godly principles to bring America back to its roots. And a lot of people say he's a secular Christian. He's doing more things than most Christian leaders, including George Bush, would do. The first action George Bush did was to stop the funding of abortions internationally. The first thing that Obama did was to refund them to Kenya and countries around the world. And one of the first things, and in fact it was yesterday or the day before, that Donald Trump signed off to make sure that abortions and sterilizations were not going to be paid by American taxpayer for countries around the world. The people have to understand actions speak louder than words. And I guarantee his Supreme Court nominee, who is going to be an originalist like Scalia, and he's going to get rid of Roe versus Wade. And as I said before, women have the right to be sterile. They don't have the right to abortion. Because if I'm unethical and I decide to go down the wrong pathway now, although I've been a Christian for many years, I could assemble a set of equipment and start taking fetuses from women de novo, genetically engineering them to create cyborg super soldiers. People say, oh no, you can't do that, they're human beings. Well, there's lawsuits going on in Louisiana about two little baby embryos that have already got girl names that the father wants to grow up in a surrogate mother, and there's already money set aside, and they already have legal status. So if an embryo has legal status, how can a woman abort a separate genetic human being? And if the state eventually takes over reproduction, wild reproduction will be against the law in the future. In the future state of the world, 20, 30, 50 years from now, human beings won't be able to reproduce at all. Only the upper class, the royalty class will. Everyone else will be reproducing in a laboratory. Back in a moment with Leo Zagami. Another segment. We'll do some videos if we can this weekend. Leo, I know you're getting busy, but we'll work around your schedule. And we did get that video up, by the way. I sent you the link, although we had to do some fancy stuff to record by phone. And I think I sent you the link, too, didn't I?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there was no video on it, or there was.
Yeah, there was video, but you weren't...
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
good to see that you're involved with the Trump phenomena in Italy, which I think is going to have positive effects around the world. Even people in Brazil are actually talking about needing a Trump-like leader in their country. I think that a lot of the things he's doing so quickly are also making him bulletproof in terms of attempted assassinations. I know we talked about this yesterday with Jim Fetzer, that there were actually some thermal radiation signatures that were actually nuclear isotopes in the area of the inauguration here the other day. And there were some reports from an ex-FBI officer that there was actually attempts to actually decapitate the government using a nuke. Or just a headshot from a long-range sniper. People have to understand that Trump has his own private security force. They were seriously around him. I personally think that he should always have some kind of Kevlar bulletproof material between him and the audience at all times, not just walking around his vans and so on and acting like everything's just perfectly fine, because the other side are so over-the-top crazy, they will do everything they can. Now, of course, a lot of the stuff he's already accomplishing in the first week or two, and putting the trajectory of all the other legislation so that, it wouldn't, to be honest with you, pretty soon it won't matter if Donald Trump is actually physically there anymore, because a lot of the stuff is going to happen. And the Donald Trump movement isn't, as he said, Trump. It's the Trump has inspired the people, and now it's not just in America, it's around the world. So what are your comments in terms of what will happen to Italy from the Trump effect and Europe? Because it's really good. He's even stopped the Brussels from trying to set up a private European army, because he said if you do that, we're just going to withdraw NATO support of Europe.
Yes, I mean, we have to rediscuss definitely the NATO treaties, but in any case, also the involvement that each nation has, and of course, America is always paying the bigger cut in the cake when it comes down to NATO, so we have to really rediscuss all the points. But the most important thing now for Italy is that we have to really go through this very difficult moment, and we have to survive it. It's not going to be easy, because if we don't demonstrate to be mature enough to bring something really Trumpian here in the political scene, well, Italy is risking a complete chaos banking-wise, and it will go down together with Germany the moment the euro will fail.
Yeah, I really think, unfortunately, this is my prediction, that the bankers want to pull it, just like a Jenga stick. They want the social and the financial chaos to play into their hands. You think
that's
possible?
Well, we want that, but we don't want that. So we have to be mature enough to try to push forward our agenda, which is the agenda of Donald J. Trump, who is now really revolutionizing. And I think Italy will be the central engine of this great revolution here in Europe against Germany, because Germany is also at the moment totally 100% in the hands of the enemy. And
that's can barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.